Hello, my name's Amy Burton and this is my poster. For my project I explored lecturers' experiences of using wiki technology to support student group work. We all know that the teaching environment for higher education is changing, and there's a growing expectation for education providers to include digital technology within their teaching and learning. This is commonly achieved through e-learning and virtual learning environments, and the literature suggests that these have a number of benefits for students, including improved student-student and student-teacher interaction, improved sharing and generation of tutor and student-made materials, and enhanced teaching materials including media, sound, videos and graphics. In addition to increasing use of technology in recent decades, there's been a move away from traditional teacher-centred approaches to teaching and learning. These are the approaches which encourage learners to take a passive role in their education, with lecturers providing information and students expected to absorb and learn that information. One example of this change in approach is the increased use of small group teaching, which requires tutors to act as enablers and encourage independence and responsibility for learning, and thereby enhance personal growth in their students. Evidence suggests that this type of group work enhances independent learning, but can be challenging for students to coordinate. This is where the link between technology and changing learning and teaching approaches come together. E-learning environments are a contemporary solution which can help students achieve group tasks by providing tools which can be accessed both on and off campus in a flexible way. For example, one e-learning tool which has been used to enhance small group tasks is the Wiki, a website developed collaboratively by a community of users, allowing any user to add and edit content. Research in the area of wiki technology has shown that wikis are often positively appraised by students, who value the flexibility of the tool, like the transparency which allows tutors to monitor the contributions of individual group members, and perceive wikis as a useful tool for arranging information and sharing knowledge. While some research has reported that lecturers feel wikis make the management and marking of group work easier and more effective, little other evidence is available about staff experiences of using wikis for student group work. In order for technology-enhanced learning to work well, it needs to be embraced by both tutors and students. Learning about new technologies is not always easy, and explorations of the ways to support lecturers to use new technologies are needed. The best way to do this is through gaining an understanding of how lecturers get to grips with new technologies within the context of their day-to-day teaching. Therefore, the aim of this evaluative project was to explore lecturers' experiences of using wikis. The key research questions explored in my project were: what are the challenges lecturers face when using wikis? What are the benefits of using wikis for lecturers? And how might we support teaching staff in the use of new technologies? To answer these research questions, it's important to understand the experiences, thoughts, and meaning making of lecturers in relation to the use of wiki technology. Therefore, I employed qualitative methods, which are the most suitable investigation techniques to access this type of data. Quantitative methods would not be able to access the in-depth experience of my participants necessary to answer my research questions. The qualitative approach I took was interpretivist, recognising that the data produced is the participants' interpretation of their experiences. This is in contrast to positivist methods, which assume it's possible to objectively collect research data. I also took a critical realist stance, which recognises that data is constructed, but also asserts that the data reflects the real-life lived experience of the participants, and then can therefore inform us about how these participants experience the use of wikis in their teaching. Prior to beginning my research, I was granted university-level ethical approval to begin the work. The participants recruited for this project were lecturers on a team-taught module, which required students to devise and deliver two group presentations using wikis. All the participants had been involved in teaching on this module in the previous semester, and were required to create groups of students, monitor the student progress, and comment on group wikis. To preserve anonymity, I've removed the name of the module and the teaching staff from this poster and presentation. To recruit my participants, I sent an email to all of the members of staff who had taught on the module. With the email, I included the information sheet and consent form for the project, and I asked the staff members to respond to the email if they would like to take part. I emailed a total of 18 staff members and 6 agreed to participate. This was 2 male and 4 female, and achieving a 33% response rate. I created an anonymous email account and emailed the consenting participants a grand tour research question in which they were asked to tell their story of the first use of wikis in a teaching context. This question read as follows. Based on your experience of teaching on the module and facilitating student presentations, please write about your first time using wikis to enhance student learning. In your account, you can discuss anything that was important to you. This might include reflections on your experience of using the technology, such as setting up student groups, commenting on student wikis, how well you felt students engaged with the task, any challenges you faced, or any solutions you found. I'm interested in your experience as a whole. Please do your best to write the account in its entirety. This method is designed to encourage participants to discuss issues important to them around space, time, events, people, and activities in their own words. The participants responded with their accounts, and these were analysed using a qualitative analysis software program called Envivo. The analysis approach I took was inductive thematic analysis. This involved reading and rereading the data and highlighting and coding sections of text to inform and identify common themes. This was a cyclical process which I repeated until no new themes emerged from the data. The analysis account of the accounts led to 3 themes which had been discussed. The first theme was the benefit of using wikis. The lecturers felt that by using wikis in a large team taught module, they were able to further develop their skills in relation to this technology. For example, one participant explained, "Trying out wikis in this module was useful because it allowed a practical exploration of how this medium would work in practice." The lecturers also valued the ability to monitor students' progress, which resulted from the use of wiki technology. Another participant stated, "I especially liked that I was able to observe and comment on the activities of each group, as you could keep a track of progress being made." The final key benefit was the ease of providing feedback to students using the wiki. One participant explained, "I liked using the comment function on the student wikis. I thought this was a nice and easy means of providing formative feedback to students on their group work." The second theme related to the challenges experienced when using wikis for student group work. Several participants identified that there were limits to what the wiki was able to do. For example, the technology was not able to send reminders or notifications to staff or students. One participant explained, "One point that was mentioned by one of the groups was that wikis do not send out notifications, for example via email, to group members to alert them to the fact that the wiki had been updated." The lecturers also reported challenges with ensuring students remained engaged with the technology. One lecturer pointed out, "Whilst my students seemed to like using the wikis, they did seem to find the wikis to be a less immediate and somewhat poor way of communicating their ideas outside of the classroom. Many students seemed to prefer using emails or social media or instant messaging to discuss their work." The final challenge was the time needed to learn about the technology and needed to dedicate to reading student work and giving feedback. One participant suggested that as a member of staff, I was not keen to look through the student group files as it was time consuming. The final theme was focused on things which could be done to support the use of wikis in teaching. Firstly, the lecturers valued the provision of clear written guidance on the use of wikis, as was given by the module leader for this module. One participant stated, "I found the wikis easy to set up. We were given clear instructions about how to create groups, and the whole process was straightforward." However, most also felt they would benefit from further training and guidance to aid their development of technical skills. For example, one explained, "I did feel a little daunted before teaching the first session of the module, because I thought, if I've never heard of a wiki before coming to the module, how am I going to get the students enthusiastic about using them?" Secondly, the lecturers highlighted that the student training would also be valuable to enhance engagement and understanding by students. One participant explained, some students seemed to struggle to understand what a wiki was and how it could support their group work. In addition, it was felt that training for both staff and students on the use of complementary technologies available within virtual learning environments, such as file sharing and discussion boards, would also aid student engagement. One participant explained, I know that this is not the primary purpose of a wiki, but it would perhaps be useful if there was a forum for discussions. In conclusion, this work has highlighted a number of barriers and benefits for the use of wikis for student group work. In addition, two main strategies can be proposed for improving teaching and learning when using wiki technology. The first strategy is training. It's clear that both lecturers and students need to be trained in new technologies, including wikis. Clear written guidance is a useful first step in relation to this, but further training options should also be explored. Secondly, complementary technologies should be used in conjunction with wikis to encourage student engagement. For example, wikis could be used in collaboration with complementary group working technologies available in the virtual learning environments, such as file sharing and discussion boards, to improve their value for group working activity. That's the end of my presentation. Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed it.